This episode may contain some controversial content. Listener discretion is advised. This is the But Ugly Vapor podcast for July, 17th, I think, already? Holy crap. Can't believe the month is already, like, halfway over. So, anyway, I'm going to just jump right into this podcast because, to be honest with you, it's really hot. And I'm actually in my bedroom making this recording right now. So, I'm going to try also not to say and. A whole lot. I tend to do that a lot of times. So if I do say those things a lot, please forgive me. Now I'm trying not to lose your attention here. Let's jump right into the matter at hand here. Alright, so this week on CNBC, I don't know if you have that. If you don't have that, you can find this episode or video, I guess, somewhere on the internet. That's what I'm going to try to do. Or maybe I should look up CNBC. I'm sure I have that. But anyway, here's the deal, guys. This week, CNBC released an expose on vaping, and it's called Vaporized. Just like it says, Vaporized. It says, yeah, man, Vaporized. Anyway, the show, on YouTube, they actually have little snippets of the show, and I kind of watched a lot of them the other day when I found it. It was Monday, actually, when it came out. So, you know, what I'm already seeing without watching the entire thing, it's interesting. And what they're doing really as of this particular video is they are, there we go again, hate saying here's the deal. It sounds like they're kind of focusing on underage vaping. That's one of the topics that they do discuss. Also, there's a lab, I don't remember where the lab is, but a lab somewhere in the United States, they did some tests using lab rats, lab mice, whichever one it is, white ones, of course, and they exposed them to vaping, or to clouds, vaping, whatever you want to call it, vapor, and I believe they put, it's the kind with nicotine, and like I say, I don't do nicotine, I just don't do it, but here is the thing. The researchers are basically saying that if you vape, you run the risk of closing up your arteries. Like, they're making it sound like you're smoking, or whatever it is, that whatever you do when you are smoking, the chemicals and everything that is in cigarettes. Like, I think I mentioned this in the last podcast, something along the lines that there's like, I want to say formaldehyde, the stuff that they put into your body when they embalm you, or embalming fluid, probably, I don't know, formaldehyde, carbon monoxide, I found that out, or rediscovered that. It's just this whole laundry list of ingredients that they put into cigarettes to make you completely addicted to them, which makes this one of the biggest reasons why it's so hard to quit, is because of the fact that they put all these ingredients in there, including nicotine, which is a drug, and it is very highly addictive, which is, I do not need that in my life, which is partially why I don't use it. I mean, I accidentally ingested some one time, because the vape juice I bought, the company was supposed to send me vape juice that didn't have nicotine in it, and apparently one slipped through the cracks, and so I ingested some. When I discovered how much was in there, it was like 3 milligrams, I guess. It wasn't that much, but it was enough to freak me out, and I was like, what do I gotta do? And anyway, so it didn't kill me, but at the same time, it didn't get me addicted to nicotine. It just made me think, it sucks. You know, people who use nicotine in their vape juice, I think if you're not used to it, it causes dizziness, and again, that's not something I need. So back to Vaporized, yo, dude, Mr. Lab, dude, Let me tell you something. He'll probably never hear this, but here's my thing. You know, you need to do more research and you need to do more studies, because the only thing I can think of that would cause your arteries to clog up with anything or cause those types of your cardiovascular type things is if you use nicotine. When you vape, you are vaping in your it's a vapor. Hello, dumbass. It's a vapor. You know, the only ingredients that are found in vape juice, 99% of the time, you're going to have vegetable glycerin, you'll have propylene glycol, which these things are, if you look, I don't remember what was it, something that I purchased, I don't know, maybe it's in this. I've got some, hold on, I'm actually, like I said, I'm in my bedroom, there we go, turn the big lights on. We bought light bulbs for these, for in here in the house. And they're fancy schmancy ones, and they're really cool, and they change colors and all that. Anyway, I'm trying to look in the ingredients here. This is a can of premium cheddar. I don't think I'll find it in here, because it's not in every ingredient, everything that you buy. But I can honestly tell you, here we go, let's take a look at this. You guys are probably going to be switching off soon, huh? Well, here's the deal. There are some products out there, if you do look it up, propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin is found in some products out there. It's just, sorry about that. Like I say, you won't find it in every thing that you eat, because some companies won't tell you those things. Here you go. Here's one. This is what we can look at. Excuse me. Little tub of buttered popcorn, and that's the thing too, you know, what I think I mentioned before. Oh my gosh, you'll probably hear the air conditioner in the background. Like I said, I'm in my bedroom where it's nice and cool. When popcorn is being made in the manufacturing plants, they do include what it was is a I can't even pronounce it, and I'm having trouble with my crap here. Holy crap. This is not proving my point here. The point I'm trying to make is what you will find in vape juices and whatnot. Things like vegetable glycerin, which is in food preparation. It's supposed to keep it preserved. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. I'm getting off on a tangent here, again, as usual, because I'm passionate about this stuff, and I just want people to understand just how passionate I am. What is this podcast about here, actually? I'm going sort of, the guys that run Mountain Vapors, I may or may not have mentioned them in the last podcast, but Ryan Hall runs a company called MountainVapors.net. That's his website, but he also has a business, several locations in a place called Pikeville, Kentucky. There's Pikeville, Cassidy, Elkhorn. Anyway, he has all these different vape locations, and apparently it doesn't sound like they have a whole lot of businesses there, or a lot of vape businesses, but he does. He has quite a few of those. The old store that featured in his YouTube channel has actually been converted into more of a holistic CBD, that variety of business. And so, but anyway, sorry, I got distracted again. I'm looking for more products that actually say vegetable glycerin, because there's something out there, I've seen it before, that actually tells vegetable glycerin. I know that there is products out there that have it, and I'm just not freaking finding it. Anyway, so the point here is Ryan doing his podcast, his video thing that he did with the YouTube. Originally, he did what he calls a raw vlog, which is basically turns the camera on, rides around, records himself in his car, talking, or truck, whatever it is he drives. And he used to do drones and put drones in his videos and, you know, drone footage. It was great. It was awesome. But the point here that I'm trying to make, that I'm failing at miserably, is this is sort of like that. I'm really not going to edit this because I really want to put this out there and let you guys know. This is sort of more of a notification podcast than anything else. Just check out. Sorry, dry mouth there for a second. Vaporized from CNBC. It's real interesting. And what's also cool about this this show, they do talk to some people from the UK, and their outlook on vaping is a lot different than ours because things are more regulated. And, you know, going into, this is actually another topic I wanted to bring up this podcast. But before I do that, let's take a break for our sponsor, Anchor, the app. Okay, so in this segment of the podcast, I want to talk to you guys about underage vaping and the seriousness of it and the fact that those of us who do enjoy vaping are kind of in a situation where the Food and Drug Administration, they're going out of their way to make it difficult for not only teenagers to gain access to things like flavored vape juices as well as things like the Juul, which is a closed pod system, meaning it has, like, the flavors come in these little pods, and they're disposable pods, but some companies, like, there's one company that makes little Juul pods, they call them blanks with a Z, and people are taking the blank ones, and you can fill them in with whatever flavors you want. But Juul, you know, under fire from the FDA, made the decision to pull pretty much almost all of the flavored flavors of their Juul products off the shelf, and especially in mainstream businesses like Walmart and other well-known places, well-known businesses. What drives me nuts is the fact that these kids are getting access to this shit in the first place. It upsets me because the stores that, you know, that the stores that are selling this stuff in the first place have no business selling it to underage people. Vaping is no different than smoking, especially when it comes to nicotine and, you know, ingesting that kind of stuff into your body. The fact that kids don't need to be doing that stuff in the first place, you know, you should be a responsible business owner and just be smart and not even sell that to underage people. And if you're selling it in your business, one of the things you need to keep in mind is you really need to be carding these people. If you don't suspect them to be at least, because see, 18 is the age you're really supposed to be able to vape, if I understand correctly. Maybe some states are different. It might be like smoking, where you have to be a certain age. Like drinking, we all know, you got to be 21. I think in certain states, I think that the smoking limit is, you have to be within a certain age. A little story for you here, and I have no shame. I feel bad for the situation. I feel bad that I did what I did. I didn't go to jail. I didn't get fined. I did lose my job, but that brought me where I am now, 16 years after the fact. I was working for a company called Econo Foods. I don't know if they are still in business or not. I haven't heard anything about them, but I worked for Econo Foods for 2.5, almost 3 years. After moving here to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I got a job at this grocery store, pretty much about the only job I could get my hands on, and because I was coming from Kroger, and anyway, I had experience in the grocery business, and so I made the decision to put in an application at Econo Foods. Now, what ended up being my death knell, or the thing that, you know, what was a sharp blade on my neck was, I'll just come right out and say it, I sold tobacco to a minor. Now, it doesn't mean that I was like, oh, she looks like she's about 16, I think I'm going to sell her some cigarettes today. No, that wasn't it. What happened was, as my mom loves to say, I was thinking with my little head and not my big head. And sure enough, you know, a girl comes in, really cute, brunette, long hair. I said, you know, well, what happened was she told me, oh, I'm sorry, because she was going to buy cigarettes. And she goes, I'm sorry, you know, I don't have my ID with me. Can I buy them now and run to the car to get my ID? And I don't know what my mind was thinking or what my other mind was thinking, the small one. But I don't know, in a really stupid moment of not clarity, I said, yeah, sure, go to your car and get your ID. I'll wait here. She was gone for quite a while. I didn't understand what was going on or what was taking her so long. So I'm bringing up a few other people. Next thing I know, this dude comes in, and I know this has nothing to do with vaping, but it does have to do with smoking, which is, you know, curbing underage smoking / vaping. So anyway, this dude comes back, it's an older fella, probably in his 30s, I guess, maybe 40s, I don't know. Comes in and asks me my name. I said, yeah, that's my name. He says, did you sell tobacco to this young lady? And I said, yes. And he said, okay. And he, so my name is blah, 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 whatever his name was. He said, I'm from, you know, the South Dakota Tobacco and, was it, Tobacco and Firearms, I think it was. And he said, and we're going around to different businesses, conducting tobacco stings, and you basically were caught up in one. And I don't know exactly where my mind was then. I definitely wasn't thinking about how great that day was. It wasn't. And they basically wrote me up a citation, kind of just a warning, and, you know, told me that I can't do that again. And, you know, I think the situation would have gotten worse if I had done it again. Yeah, there would have been, you know, consequences and repercussions. They called me into the office the next day, or the next day that I went back into work. It could have been, I think it was a Friday, in fact. And, you know, they told me that you're fired. They said, we're going to have to let you go because, you know, we can't have this situation happen again. I don't know if it was they didn't trust me or what, but they made sure of it. They made sure I wasn't going to be employed with them anymore. And I felt bad about it because I ended up having to tell the wife, and that was, again, not fun times for me. Trust me, I learned my lesson. That didn't happen again. But I lost my job with them, and now I work for another company, and, you know, Bob's your uncle, and that's it. The end. So, like I'm saying, if you are a business owner and you are selling vaping products, whether it's the Juul or any other pod system, or you're selling something that's a mod, or you're selling whatever the hell it is you're selling, it doesn't matter. You know, you need to card anyone that doesn't look of age. Period. I don't care who you are. You know, there are, most vape shops should have a sign up that says you have to be 18 years or older to vape. And, you know, the real upsetting thing to me is, like, a person like me who likes flavors other than menthol and that kind of thing. Like, I've never tried tobacco flavors before, and I really don't want to be pushed into that. I mean, I'm stocked up for ages and ages and ages and ages. I don't have to worry about running out of vape juice for a very long time. It might not be a flavor I want, but if I run out of the good stuff, I've got a stockpile that'll last me for a while. So I never have to worry about that. It's just upsetting that, you know, from what it sounds like, you know, if they do put these things into motion, if you are a vape production company or a vape juice production company, you could run into the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars per flavor of like your fees, I think, to produce it. A lot of these mom and pop places will end up going out of business, and, you know, that's like you're taking someone's livelihood away. And so I'm just really hoping something happens where they can put something else in place instead of taking these flavors away from the kids, or from us. Not take the flavors from the kids, don't take them from us. I'm just floored. I'm just floored that these companies, that these businesses will sell to minors. It doesn't make any sense. Do I sound like I'm whining? I hope so, because I want people to understand the importance. If you sell tobacco to a minor, you should go to jail. If not jail, at least be fined a lot of money. There's no reason why the juice manufacturers should have to spend so much money to produce this stuff. You know, it's everything is fine at the moment. You know, they just need to, they need to card at the door. If not at the door, they need to card you when you come to the register. Another thing, these parents that are, that have kids that are vaping, first and foremost, need to be smart of what their kids are doing. You know, if your kid is vaping, you need to be on it. If it had been me as a kid growing up, my mom would have been on my ass. She would have known exactly what I was up to, where I was at all times. So, yeah, it's upsetting. It's frustrating. You know, raise your damn kids. Don't expect other people to raise your kids for you. You know, that being said, you just need to figure out what your kids are doing. And if they are vaping, you both need to work together to get them help and, you know, get them off of what they are using. Again, simple as that. You know, there are easy solutions to all these difficult problems that people bring on themselves. Do I have to come up with all the solutions for you people? Anyway, I think I'm going to close this podcast because I just want you all to know how passionate I am about vaping and how passionate I am about getting the word out that underage vaping is also bad. Smoking is bad. Underage vaping is just as bad, if not worse. Kids don't have any business ingesting nicotine in their body. It's just period. Your body is still developing. There's no reason for you to try to be cool like your cool buddies, you know, JoJo, who is, you know, just loves the vape too, and he's got you going at it because you thought it would be cool and you wanted to try it out. Really, just really, 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 really pay attention, mom and dad. Young people, if you're listening to this, don't vape unless you have to. If you smoke, if you've been smoking for a while, turn to vaping. It's a lot safer for you than you think. Again, and this is something I'll tell you, what, one more thing here and then I'll go. A coworker and I were discussing this today, and in the conversation he was saying, you know, kind of what I was mentioning before about the cardiovascular stuff, and you know, it's misinformation. I told him that it's misinformation. People, you know, will hear it from one place and they'll believe it without digging deeper to find out exactly if that was true or not. Big tobacco, big pharma, they're in the pockets of all these other folks. You know, money is being exchanged and folks are getting rich off of things. And they are trying their best to keep people smoking and keeping them coming back for that. And instead of helping them quit, you know, they're lying in their pockets and they're doing everything they possibly can to get people, you know, smoking instead of vaping. And, I think I'm just about to repeat myself for the third time. Misinformation. That's something people really need to focus on. It's, you know, research this stuff. Don't just take one person's word for it. That's pretty much all I got to say. I could be rambling on all day about this stuff. I just, again, I'm passionate about it. And I want to help people quit smoking. I want to help teenagers not even start. And, you know, if there's any way I can help you, you know, please hit me up. You can send me a voice message. Just, there's a link, should be a link here in the podcast somewhere. Or even email me. You know, you can send an email or send a voice message to thebuttuglyvapor@gmail.com. And I'll do my best to get back with you and even include your voice message in a future podcast. It's just, I'm still floored at everything that goes on in the vaping world, and among other things. Don't get me started. Don't even get me started again. I don't have the time to go into this. I'm just saying. So anyway, and so with that, I'm going to go ahead and close this podcast. This is the Buttugly Vapor. You know, I do appreciate you guys listening. If you listened to the last podcast, thank you. It is super appreciated. You have no idea. The more that listen, the more I can actually put into the show. And, you know, like I say, if you want to be on the show, by all means, you can send a voice message through this app, through the Anchor app. And, you know, again, I want to thank them for sponsoring the show. Without them, this would not be possible. It's an amazing app, like my ad said, and, you know, it's just a great app. If you want to do your own podcast, you can, using this app. Anyway, if you do want to leave me a voice message, be sure to do so through the app. Any questions you guys want to ask, please do so. I'll be more than happy to answer them. But anyway, I'm going to not talk anymore. Thanks for listening to the But Ugly Vapor Show, the But Ugly Vapor Podcast. It has been brought to you completely at this very moment in time by the Anchor app. I am the But Ugly Vapor. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next week, hopefully. I'll talk with you then. Bye.